right, back on the Eddie and Rocky Show. Rock out today. Jason Williams is in for him, as he will be pretty much every Friday for the rest of the year. Rock doing the ESPN stuff. So, you know, we've been talking a lot about cannabis. There's always chat about cannabis and how, you know, it wasn't all that long ago, Jason, you know as well as I do, if a college football player, especially, it was kind of like the untalked about secret mm-hmm. in the NFL that who was it? I forget who it was. Was it? Oh shoot, I forget. Was it Gronk who said, "Hey, look, about 70-80% of the guys in the NFL use weed."
Yeah.
So well, let's just get on with it and just
stop testing for it.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Well, and then cannabis become obviously more and more a part of the culture as far as treatment of stress goes. I mean, talking about using not getting high
pain.
Stuff, but pain medication pain. And yeah. stuff. And Ricky Williams, former NFL great, is basically saying, look, and I'll read you the quote. On the plane ride home from a game, the trainer's walking down the aisle and has two capsule cases. One for Ambien and the other one for Vicodin. He's walking down the aisle saying, do you need any of this? Do you need any of this? And the truth is, for some football players, we need something because it hurts and we're all revved up. And it's hard to calm down and go to sleep. If maybe cannabis was one of those options, of course, in a pill form or whatnot, that would help you relax and go to sleep. Now, I got a feeling I know which side of the aisle this guy's going to fall on. Our good friend Jerry Joyner, the J-Man. J-Man, so, you know what? When you talk about issuing out opioids or some cannabis pills, I think that's kind of an easy choice, don't you? I mean, it seems to me.
Eddie, Jason, I got to tell you. And then my gummy kicked in. Jimmy Buffett left us with this song. I don't know if y'all have heard this song yet. He and Paul McCartney did a song. And then my gummy kicked in. I'd much rather see people eating a gummy than an opioid, wouldn't you?
So I've heard a lot of people talk about taking gummies to sleep. Now, I have not tried that. I know some people who have a prescription and stuff and who use it and swear by it. So I don't know. I suppose, obviously, it must work.
Well, Travis Kelce, the tight end for the Chiefs, I think he said he felt 80% of the players are using cannabis in some form in today's time. Basketball players, they're now allowed to both endorse and invest in cannabis companies. Major League Baseball hasn't tested for pot in a long time. So there's benefits that these guys are getting from the health aspects of this. I don't think it's all about just getting high anymore, even though he's Heisman, because we were talking about Ricky Williams, right?
But the thing is, they always test you for it, and you got, you know, suspended and whatnot. But a pot isn't a drug, isn't a performance-enhancing drug. This isn't like doing speed or whatever. Take your pick of drugs. If anything, you would think that that pot, what does it relax? I don't know. Are you going to be too relaxed to play? I don't know.
Eddie, Jason, the NCAA, you know, they've got a panel that's studying removing the cannabis. Main reason, it's been declared not performance enhancing. Okay, but now it was interesting on Ricky Williams' website for his Heisman strain of cannabis that's available in six states, primarily out on the west and the east coast. He hadn't really filled into the middle yet, but he has a pregame, a halftime, and a postgame. And that was interesting to me, the pregame, because I'm like you. Would you smoke weed beforehand? Maybe you're removing the anxieties. Is that why? Because it's not going to make them run faster. Right. It's not going to make them, so why would you want to do it beforehand? Maybe to remove that anxiety?
J-Man, what do you make of some of the salves, the lotions that you can, you know, rub on your bad back or bad knee? I got to be honest with you, a couple weeks ago, I did something to my back. playing pickleball, and one of our friends in our friend group in our neighborhood gave me a kind of a dollop of she's got a medical marijuana thing, and gave me a dollop of her. Like, it's like a salve. It looks like butter. I haven't used it yet. But is it one of the questions I have? If I use it, is it actually going to make me feel a little, high, or is it? Am I even going
to
notice?
No, guys, man, it's so hard to keep that stuff lit. You know, you try the best you can to light it up, and you're not going to be able to smoke it. You're going to rub it on your body, okay?
J-Man, I got to tell you, I'm not a J-Man, so I don't know anything about it.
My 85-year-old mother, who is an anti-drug person that you could ever meet, accepted using a THC cream on her foot to help her with her plantar fasciitis. Okay, mm-hmm. She's not going to show up hot in a drug test. She's not going to get high from it. But she certainly got a better relief than she got from both a prescription ointment that the doctor had prescribed and some over-the-counter stuff. We had to smuggle that from Colorado for her to be able to have that. And I said, if they're going to get me in trouble for getting some cream for my mama, I'll do that. But there's so much benefits from the non-psychotropic part of both marijuana, THC, or CBD that comes from the hemp plant. And now everybody's drinking this stuff, too. That's the right. New thing that's coming. These THC drinks are everywhere. I don't know about up there in Ohio, but boy, here in Texas, they're getting their own coolers now. Just like when you reach in for beer or soda, they're going to have alternative beverages.
Yeah, and I got to be honest with you, JB, and I'm not sure if we do have that here or not. I've certainly heard of it. Now, is this psychotropic? Do you get high from, is it like a drinking a beer, say?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they call it sessionable, meaning that it's just like drinking beer. So, one of the things so much bad press came about a few years back with people trying edibles was, well, what was that dosage like? So they've really dialed in to where the dosage is something that's kind of measurable. And because of its, and I'm not a scientist, they got this nano thing, which means it starts to work a little quicker. So you feel it quicker, so you're less likely to consume more of it. That was a problem people had. They'd pop a gummy and think, well, I don't feel anything. So they'd pop two or three more. And then an hour later, they're zonked out of their mind because they didn't get a time to kick in.
Right.
So the drinks, they get into you a little quicker, and it's just like drinking a beer. So you can have a couple of those over an hour's time and not be worried about anything, not have a hangover, and they're low calorie, 0 to 10 calories in some of these
things. Is it like a seltzer?
Like a seltzer. Okay. And we've seen a pretty good decrease in our normal spirits and beer and wine, especially in the younger people. They started embracing that White Claw a few years back, and now they're really gravitating to this Cali sober attitude, which means they don't want to drink alcohol and the things that go along with that, but they still want to have something they can go out and have fun with their friends and get a little relaxation feel from it.
Now, can you get if you drink too many, you're going to feel just as much as if you drank 10 beers, right?
Yes, sir. I would think that it would have that same effect. That's why moderation is weed and whiskey. We preach moderation. If you're normally a 2 or 3 beer drinker, then you could probably enjoy 2 or 3 of these. But you'll start to feel the effect of it, so it won't seem to creep up on you like so many people have been worried about in the past.
Yeah, that was always the thing where I have a friend. I'll call him Freddie. And anytime he would eat something like that, all of a sudden you'd be like, well, I'm not feeling anything. All of a sudden, boom.
He would eat more and more, and then bam.
Bam. The hammer would drop.
And it was ugly, wasn't it?
Oh, well, you just just want to sit in a chair someplace. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why these ball players like to smoke. I've been smoking cannabis since 1974, okay? It gets into your system faster. And so that's why I think Ricky's promoting to try to let them even smoke on the planes, which is going to be a nightmare except for the Patriots. The Patriots, I believe, are the only one that own their own plane, which they could circumvent FAA deals. If you charter a plane, the pilot's got to agree, all the flight attendants, everybody else on the plane would have to agree for somebody to be able to light up. even if they try to do vaping. So one of y'all mentioned ingesting or doing edibles or something like that, or tinctures, instead of taking that Xanax, Ambien, hydrocodone, oxycodone. Did y'all see that thing on Netflix, Painkillers? Have y'all seen that yet?
No, I read some about it, but I want to see it. Yeah, yeah.
It'll make you want to get a gummy. I guarantee you. You want to get a gummy and get off those pills once you see that.
Mm. All right, with that, Jay, man, it's always a pleasure, always a lot of fun, man. People want to find out more. Where can they go and catch Weed and Whiskey, Whiskey and Weed, or whatever the hell it is?
Weedandwhiskey.tv, but also go to imjman.com, and you can follow my chronicles to be with Jay Leno and Adam Carolla next month, October the 12th through the 15th, out in Hollywood.
Excellent.
Love it.
All right, buddy. Thanks so much.
Y'all have a great weekend, guys.
See you, Jay-Man. You're the man.
There's Jerry Joyner, J-Man. And, yeah, that whole, I don't know, I think I've told this story on the air before, but years back, and I don't, we weren't even married yet. My wife and I were in Jamaica. And so I kind of knew of this place where to go because a little birdie had told me. And so I got these cakes.